Do you know that glorious feeling of returning from a vacation to once again fall asleep in your own bed? But then to wake up in the night, unsure of where you are, feeling disoriented, confused, and maybe even a bit frightened for a moment, until the dim light from a familiar window or beneath a door snaps you back to reality. As Martin Luther King once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." But it seems, doesn't it, that darkness must be present for light to shine its most bright. Well, this meditation from Ephesians chapter 6 will help you discover that the hope found in God's mighty power will shine a bright, familiar light into the world despite the darkness. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk, allow your eyes to begin to softly close as you take these next 15 minutes of divine meditation to live in the light of God. With your eyes now closed, be mindful of your pulse and your breathing, becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter the powerful light of God at loving rest within you. To center on this familiar place, this time of peace, in this present moment of light shining from God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 139. As I lead us, respond simply, "Mighty power. Even the darkness is not dark to you and conceals nothing from you and your mighty power. But the night shines as bright as the day from your mighty power. Darkness and light are alike to you by your mighty power." Now simply continue to breathe. Pause and reflect. Reflect on God's light piercing the dark. He is at rest within you. He is shining within you. So search for Him, follow Him, and see Him now as you whisper those sacred words, "Mighty power." Do you trust that God is within you, the creator of the handiwork that is you, the maker of the planets is the maker of you? Do you know that? And do you know too that the maker of the planets has the power to pierce the darkness? Do you have the faith to have faith in the mighty light of God protecting you from the powers of this dark world? Be honest with your answers to Him as you reflect. He already knows. Don't feel guilt or shame here over your thoughts and feelings. Rather, allow your mind to center back on the mighty power and light of God. Center on His protection. Seeing His light pierce the darkness, His light blocking out evil forces. Center too on your breathing. Deep, slow belly breaths. Breathing in the very breath of God. Each breath pushing away darkness. Yes, thoughts of fear may float by as the darkness seems to return at times, but celebrate those thoughts. Let them be reminders to center your thoughts back on the mighty power and light of God. Just allow your thoughts to drift easily from light to dark and back to light again. Rest here for a moment in the dark, yet centering yourself behind the protective light of God. Continue as you settle deeper into the protection of God's light, discovering His light in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter now, written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Ephesus. It's a letter written to help them fulfill the purpose and calling that God had given them, even in the face of darkness. Do you need courage in the dark? Light to help you fulfill your purpose? We'll savor each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12 in the New International Version. To you, my friend, be strong now in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. What about that was convicting? How did the words affect you? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Take a minute now to surrender your struggles to His mighty power. Surrender your fear to the light of God. Let this be your time of contemplation and perhaps confession. Allow the second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be a prayer of courage in the night, a prayer for God to shine His light into the darkness you may be facing. Dear Lord God, not by my strength but yours, help me put on your whole armor, that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, grant me the faith to take up your whole armor, that I may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I pray this truth to you, and in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, let Paul's words become yours in a simple time of private prayer. In a secret room of your heart, whisper prayerful words for protection against evil, words of light shining into darkness. Listen now to this wider passage a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it from the English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to then stand firm. What did you encounter in this passage? How did the Holy Spirit convict you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, remain in this passage, your eyes tightly shut. This may be a bit frightening. Emotions and fears may rise. But rest here in peace, trusting the Lord. You are safe. But imagine yourself in the dark, the unknown. Feel evil crouching. Now slowly rub your index finger and thumb together. Imagine holding a tiny match, twirling it between your fingers in the dark. Now feel it as you drag it across the striker. Watch as the sparks light up the room. And touch it now to the wick of a candle. Don't curse the dark, but center on lighting the candle that will guide you and force out the darkness. The light of God pushing away the rulers, the authorities, and the cosmic forces that you feared in the dark. Hide in the light of the whole armor of God so that you are able to withstand any evil that you face in the dark. Take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the light of God within you forcing out evil. The armor of God protecting you from attack. Pray here for God to transform your mind to that of Christ's and celebrate His salvation from sin and evil. Stay here for a while longer, embraced by God's mighty power, His light piercing the dark. As God transforms your mind into the mind of Christ, be mindful of how your perspective changes. Do you feel aware of God's protection? And is there someone in your life that may be hiding in their own darkness, in need of the light of God's mighty power? Well, ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments in the dark to be shielded by His power, to wear His armor, for it will be then and there that you will encounter the mighty power and light of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power, to put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Now may the God of light and power grant you to live in peace in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.